I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Thank God it's Friday, and God bless you in the name of Jesus. This is the Healing Podcast message of Hallelujah Every Day. I remain your good friend and of course your host, Pastor Leke Toba. Today and always, we depend exceedingly abundantly on the Holy Spirit to do the miraculous. I'm just his vessel to speak and the Holy Spirit execute. It's good morning from here, however your time zone. God bless you in Jesus' name. Child of God, get ready a faith item, bottle or container of water. When it's time to pray, you'll present it for blessings. Remember, God can use anything to change your situation. God bless you as you comply in Jesus' name. Child of God, in the Bible, we read the account of a leper who went to Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew chapter 8 verses 1 through 3. Bible says, when Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, saying, I am willing. Be clean. Immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. Hallelujah. Child of God, that man wanted to know the willingness of Jesus Christ to settle his situation. Questions may have risen in his heart. Will he heal me? Is he willing to heal me? Am I qualified to receive attention from him? Will he attend to my type, or is he only attending to some class of people? The man may have thought in his heart, I don't have anything to offer. Will he heal me without me paying for it? Is Jesus free of charge? These are random thoughts, imaginations, and possibly many questions going on in the heart of that man before he accosted Jesus. But Jesus surprisingly told him he was willing. Hallelujah. Child of God, remember that leprosy is infectious, and lepers naturally are not allowed to live or walk in the midst of normal people in Israel. They are kept outside the city gate, but here came a man who breached protocol and law in that society. He dared to go to Jesus. Child of God, are you ready? Are you willing to dare to go to Jesus for your solution today? Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I'm willing, he said, be cleansed. Child of God, that same Jesus is still healing today, and his answer to you, like he said to that man, I am willing, I am willing, I am willing. I'm asking the Lord to touch you today, child of God, to touch every aspect of your life, touch you for healing, spiritually, and of course, physically. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 107 and verses 20, the Bible says, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Listen to me, child of God. Jesus touched the leprous man, likely to encourage him that though your affliction chases people from you, I'm not running from you, I'm here with you, and receive your healing. Jesus didn't touch blind Bartimaeus, but only sent spoken word into the root of the situation, and Bartimaeus' sight was open. Hallelujah. Maybe, just maybe, your predicament has made you cry so much, maybe it caused depression. Maybe people have labeled you barren, sick, or even a witch because of the sickness, infirmity that had troubled you. Today, I lean on the shoulder of Jesus Christ. I use the hand of the Holy Spirit to touch your life. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Let the fountain of the crisis dry to the roots in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if only we believe, all things are possible. Child of God, now lift up your faith item even as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Spirit brood over these items and container of water. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit possess them for healing and restoration in the name of Jesus. I command as you use the water, let every stubborn situation give way in the name of Jesus. Let fibroid dissolve, blockages open up. Let eyes receive healing, ears, nose, throat cases. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse them all in the name of Jesus. Let there be glory restoration. Cases that defy medicine receive the blood of Jesus and become well in Jesus' name. I pray for spinsters and bachelors and those with unexplainable situations. I dip you into the refining blood of Jesus for permanent solution in Jesus' name. It is well with you, those struggling with spiritual issues of spirit husband and spirit wife. I inject into your blood the antibody, the blood of Jesus, that will cleanse out every negative thing in your spirit in Jesus' name. Let every stranger of darkness be rooted out of your life, out of your body, in the name of Jesus. I declare you blessed in the name of the Father, blessed in the name of the Son, blessed in the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Child of God podcast, I must say it. Happy birthday and congratulations to those having their wedding anniversaries today. God bless you. God bless your celebration. God lift you up. God give you special grace, a unique measure of His presence and joy unlimited in Jesus' name. We thank all our listeners and of course, special thanks to those who accord us support to keep the podcast spreading across many, many platforms around the world. We especially also thank those who rebroadcast this podcast. These messages that you send out are evangelizing and drawing people closer to the knowledge of truth. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day, and remember, Jesus loves you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.